Well, friends, it's Friday afternoon, and we're finishing tonight our gospel mission here, Upper Ballanderry, the Crewe Road, Crewe Orange Hall, and we've been here now for 2 weeks, and we've really known the presence of the Lord night after night. So encouraged by the attendance and the visitors and the people that have come in and heard the word of God. But tonight is the last night of the gospel mission. If you live in the locality and you haven't yet joined us, we would love to see you on this last and Friday night of the gospel mission. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. You can see right across to Loch Ness, and there's a tremendous view here from the Crewe. There's Loch Ness behind me, and the sun's coming down through the clouds there, and it's a beautiful, beautiful area round here at the Crewe. But you know, it's always a solemn and a sad thing whenever a gospel mission comes to an end. And we're going to be sad to leave this area tonight to have our last meeting. But we pray that God's Spirit will move once again and that the Lord will bless. And if you live in the area, please join us for the last meeting of our gospel mission in the Crewe Orange Hall. Last opportunity at this particular time anyway for people to hear the gospel in this particular location. And as we have said, it's a solemn thing. And in the Word of God, there is such a thing as hearing the voice of God for the last time. Four times the Bible exhorts us, once in the book of Psalms, three times in the book of Hebrews, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Whenever the Savior was brought before Pontius Pilate in fulfillment of prophecy given in Isaiah chapter 53, he was silent when accused. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. And whenever Pilate challenged him and even asked him to defend himself, the Lord answered him not a word, because the Lord had said everything that he had to say to that particular generation. And there is such a thing as hearing the voice of God for the last time. Proverbs 29 verse number 1 says, he that being often reproved and hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. God spoke to Noah in his day and generation about the wickedness of that evil time and that evil day. And God said he was going to send judgment, but he was going to open again the window of opportunity and open the door of grace. Called Noah to prepare a great ark. Called Noah to become a preacher of righteousness. And yet God said right there and then in Genesis 6 and verse number 3, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Maybe the Spirit of God has been striving in your heart. Maybe God has been speaking into your conscience. Maybe God, the Holy Spirit, has been applying the Word of God and the truth of the gospel to your life. And you've been convicted of your sin. You've been challenged about coming to Christ. You've been challenged about eternity, about serving the Lord. And you're weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Why not come to the Lord today? What happens if you never hear God's voice again? Then you'll never be saved. It's only whenever the Spirit of God draws you that you're able to come. In John's Gospel, the Savior said, no man can come to me except my Father which hath sent me draw him. It's the Spirit of God drawing you. It's the Spirit of God convicting you. Let the Spirit of God have his way in your life. Don't harden your heart. Don't harden your neck. But yield your life to Jesus Christ. It'll be the best thing you ever do. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful friend. He's a wonderful Lord. And he's a wonderful Master. So join us tonight if you're in the area, this beautiful area of Crewe. There it is again, right across Loch Ness. You can see right across. I'm sure it's I'm not sure what those hills are in the distance there. Maybe the Sperrins or something like that. I'm not sure, but it's a long way away. It's a beautiful area. We'd love to see you. Last opportunity to preach the gospel in this hall, and we trust that you'll be able to join us. But if you live in a different area and you're not able to come to the meetings, make sure that you come to Jesus Christ. God bless you, friends. Thank you so much for listening.